Salam Nerds is brought to you by HalalShirts.com, where you can find fun novelty gifts for your Muslim friends. While you're at it, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to our channel.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds! It's your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka the Jazzfish.
Jazzfish?
The Jazzfish, you know? You're a Jazzfish.
Is an actual fish named Jazzfish?
There might
I don't
be
know.
A
it
Jazzfish.
Sounds like there could be an actual fish.
I feel like that could be a real fish. That could be a real fish. We see a lot of fishes in this episode of The Bachelor. So,
they're all fishy.
Yeah, they're all fishy, right? But welcome back, April. April has been a guest on our show before. Welcome.
Thank you for having me back. I'm glad to be back.
Always.
Yeah, man. We're happy to have you. It's always fun. For those of you that don't know, this is our Bachelor recap episode. So the way this show works is we recap Bachelor episodes for people who don't watch The Bachelor, because Jazz does not watch The Bachelor. So I explain to Jazz what is happening on the show. He reacts with no context, and hopefully hilarity ensues. That's the premise of the show, and hopefully it makes it.
Yeah, like this season, I don't know about hilarity, man. This season's been a little dry.
Jazz has not had a lot to work with, unfortunately. This season has been drier than the desert, man. It's pretty crazy. What do you think, April? How do you fare this season?
I'm just, every week that goes by, I just grow more and more concerned. And I'm just scared for Jazz, because the last time I was on, he just like entered this state of depression. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that for
every
my
episode.
Friend.
Every episode, Jazz gets sadder and sadder.
What are y'all doing to me?
I'm so scared.
This is supposed to be my escape. This is the one thing in the week that's not supposed to be depressing, and it's depressing.
Well, tomorrow's episode hopefully will not be depressing. So for you, those who don't know, we do two episodes a week. One is Bachelor Recap. The other is Nerd Culture. Our two demographics do not coincide, which is why we do so poorly.
We have people two completely different demographics. It's not a Venn diagram. It's two circles.
Like, literally, the Bachelor fans and their Nerd Culture fans are not the same. Like, the people who are watching Marvel are not watching Rachel and Gabby. Rachel and Gabby are not the Professor X and the Magneto of the Bachelor Cinematic Universe. No, definitely not. But
nope.
Who knows? Maybe if we get successful enough, we'll do like three episodes a week, and like we'll do one episode where we'll just like shoot the shit and won't be about anything at all. That might be a fun one. Maybe then we'll do that for Jazz. Maybe it'll help Jazz's like transition, because the Bachelorette is doing so bad this year that maybe mm-hmm. we'll add another episode so that Jazz does not go into a depression.
yes, please. I would love that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, so we'll do a Bachelor episode, a Nerd Culture episode, and then just hang out with fans episode.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll just invite a bunch of brown people and call it the Tray of Brownies. We'll just talk about whatever's happening on the news, whatever. Everyone brings their own pop culture topic that they want to talk about, and we'll talk about it. And I think that might be a fun episode. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll expand. I feel like we're not big enough to expand. We're like getting ahead of ourselves, but who cares? We'll do it live.
Who the hell cares? Let's have fun.
I know.
I'm not doing
just
this for views.
No. If we did this for views, like, I would have actually bought like equipment and like actual stuff. I still have a $25 mic that I got on Craigslist. I know. But anyways, let's talk about this episode of The Bachelorette. Okay, so where did we leave off last episode, Jeff? Do you remember? Because I want to ask you what you remember, because our fans who don't watch The Bachelorette will remember just as much as you don't remember.
Okay. I know that there was this girl and three guys rejected her with the rose thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy was a complete asshole. He called her names and whatnot.
Yeah, it's hated.
They called her immoral or whatever, something like that.
Yep.
And the dog. There was
remember
a guy
the dog?
Named Meatball.
Remember the dog?
Yeah, the dog. The dog, I feel so bad for the dog because I want to adopt him.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. Meatball came back and he had a redemption
yes,
arc.
Yes, homie.
And Gabby is really cute.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
For sure. Speaking of what do you call it, that dog guy, right? Hayden, the guy. So Jazz, what happens is after The Bachelorette, another show starts up and it's called Bachelor in Paradise. So basically all of the rejects from The Bachelorette and The Bachelor get to go on an island and date each other. All the rejects get to date each other, basically. Right?
I guess.
Yeah. And for a lot of people,
y'all are all shit.
Well, like, it sounds funny.
Go be shit together.
Look, it sounds funny, but for a lot of people, that's the goal. They'd rather be on that show than be on The Bachelorette. So it's kind of funny, but they'd rather be on there. Wait. Because there's more opportunity for screen time and they get more clout sometimes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. So listen, that guy Hayden, who left his dog, who has less than a year to live, to go on The Bachelorette. Rumor is he's also on Bachelor in Paradise. So he leaves his dog for another few months.
I swear to God, if he brings the duck, his dog's duck with him, I will have a conniption.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, do you know what the duck is?
No.
Okay, so okay.
I'm so sorry, Jazz.
So last episode, maybe we didn't talk about this. So last episode, this guy Hayden, he tells Rachel about the dog. He says, "This is my dog's favorite comfort toy, and it's like a duck." And then he brought the duck with him, but he wasn't sure if he could. Because this guy is a sociopath, right? But here's the worst part. He brings the duck with him, but he's like, oh, I can't bring the duck with me wherever I go. So he cut off the leg of the duck and put it in his pocket. So he dismembered the duck so he could have a piece of it in his pocket at all times. And he had the actual duck. And he left his dog by like some family member or something and took his comfort toy with him on The Bachelorette so he could show America this comfort toy. Thoughts, Jazz? I would like to know your thoughts. Jazz has no expression.
I thought he froze.
I was like,
oh no.
I have no thoughts because all I want to do is punch this guy. That's stupid. He doesn't deserve anything. Like, just go
violence
away.
Is never the key. We do not condone violence. But there were people in our comments. There are people in our comment section saying, you don't know the full story. And I'm like, yeah, well, come on our podcast. Tell us the whole story. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, please join us.
please defend your actions if you can. We would be happy to hear it. Because honestly, I would love an explanation why you are committing these monster activities on this show.
I would love to know, you know, why he did it. I would also love to know what people think about why he did it and why it's okay. Yeah. Like, both sides will, like, oh, I'm ready to take on all of them. Right.
So,
come on, let's go. I'm going to make y'all look stupid. Right.
Enough,
come on.
Enough about the dog hater or the dog, I don't know what he does. do you remember anything about Logan last episode? Logan.
That name sounds really familiar.
He's the guy that we thought was going to switch up with Rachel and Gabby, remember?
Right. There was one of those. Yeah, okay.
So this episode starts off with him basically he finds out that there is a group date. So he's on the group date and basically he's like, hey, I don't think I could go on this group date. I got to tell Rachel. I got to tell Rachel that I am into Gabby. So he goes up to her room and he tells her basically like, I'm into your friend, Gabby, right? Not something a girl wants to hear after she's been dumped 3 times in a row, had a guy come on the show who called her a bitch and compared her to his ex. And now he's got a guy switching teams. Not a good feeling for poor Rachel. So he does it, and Rachel's like, well, you're just going to keep accepting roses? Like, you didn't tell me this earlier? Which, like, I'm a little undecided. Like, you, April, tell us, do you think he did the right thing, or should he have done it earlier? What was the right move?
So this is my thought process on how Logan handled himself, is that I think he recognizes that she was rejected 3 times at a rose ceremony. Mm. So when the next when the next ceremony came along and he took it, he probably thought, I'll just talk to her tomorrow. Like, I don't want to put her on the spot again.
Right.
So I don't like it took him mm-hmm. a long time, but that's the only way I'm thinking about it, is that he didn't want to put her on the spot again. Either that or a producer told him, no, you need to take her with the rose because, you know, they've already shown that yeah, 3 times.
True.
Already.
Or it could have been like, hey, if you don't take the rose, Gabby's not going to pick you. So your best bet is to take in the rose, staying an extra week, and then do it next week. But then the Hayden thing mm-hmm. happened, and like that's also a bad look, right? After that whole Hayden thing happened, to reject her again, oof, that mm-hmm. would have been yeah. bad. Poor girl's been put through the ringer. But mm-hmm. After that happens, she canceled the entire group date, so none of the guys get to spend time with her. I don't know if that was the right move.
Wow.
Like, right?
So I actually made a TikTok about this. Ooh, yes, look at you making TikTok. I have joined... I made TikTok when I was in quarantine with COVID.
Okay. Yes, we all did. We thought it was a joke. We thought it'd be funny. We thought it'd be ironic. And here we are, me, with like 130 followers later, doing this every week.
130,000.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sir, get it right. 130 followers? What a flex.
Yes. I have 10 right now. Look at me go. But so I took that moment and made it into TikTok and talked about how I'm not diagnosing Rachel, but she has a lot of anxious traits. So she is festering over the idea that she's not worthy and she keeps being rejected over and over again. On top of that, producers are probably constantly reminding her of this. And so it's hard to completely leave that mindset alone when you're completely stuck in it. And she probably also recognized that, yeah, I should probably not emotionally take out my emotions again on the guys, because she did that in the last episode. Not that I blame her, but so she's like, you know, I'm just going to take a step back today. And I get that it's hard because they only have so much time with them. But if I was in her situation, I would do the same thing. Because, like, I'm not going to fake being happy for
it. Yeah, that's a good point. I get that. What do you think, Jad? I don't know. I know you don't watch the show.
So
I'm with April. Yeah, like, take a step back. You know, they're all going to be there tomorrow. Like, just let it be. They're not going anywhere. They're on a cruise ship or something, right?
Are they all going to be there tomorrow? Like,
no. I mean, but, even if they're not, like, it's probably best case scenario because all these guys are shit, and I hope Rachel finds, you know, happiness. She deserves it.
Yeah.
And this whole experience has just been traumatic for her. So
it has.
The
it
one
has.
Consolation she deserves is finding a guy from all of this. Okay, that's really the bare minimum.
It's a double-edged sword because she's like, if there are guys that she likes there, she is losing opportunities to spend time with them. But does she really want to spend time with them if she's not her best self? So that's exactly. I feel you guys. I feel like you guys have a point. You guys have have turned me over. Okay, so let's go back to Logan. So this guy Logan goes up to Gabby now, and he tells Gabby that he wants to be with her. And Gabby's like, whoa. She was like, I was kind of into you, but it looked like Rachel was into you. And from her conversation, it seemed like you guys had a better connection. So I kind of stepped back. So she's like, I'm gonna go talk to Rachel and see what I want to do about this. So then Gabby goes and talks to Rachel, and poor Rachel's sitting there like, this is so humiliating, this is so humiliating. And Gabby's like, yeah, so can I have him?
Wow.
I mean, not in so many words, but that's kind of what happened. That's kind of what happened. Like, can I have it? Can I have it?
Like, all right, just get straight to the point. All right, cool.
Rachel was like, I don't want to stand in your way. I don't want my feelings to be affected. But poor Rachel has to go to the rose ceremony and see her pick the guy that she rejected, or rejected her. Ah, that sucks. That sucks.
My dude. Oh, my God. Like, with the other, you know, side of this, it's probably better for Rachel because now there's one less guy she has to worry about, and she can focus on the guys that she want to be with her. So it may just be a blessing in disguise.
But it's not good for her ego, I guess.
Oh, God, no.
It's definitely got to make you self-conscious and second guess, like, are you worthy? Because she kept saying, like, is she worthy to be the bachelorette, right? Which honestly, people need to chill with that worthy to be the bachelorette. Being the bachelorette doesn't mean you're the best person. It means, like, you're probably the most marketable person in terms of like how the last season ended off. It has nothing to do with how worthy you are of a person. You're not freaking millionaire with the freaking Thor's hammer, right? You need to chill. But yeah,
I can think of some incredibly worthy bachelorettes that could be on the show, and they will never be on the show because they don't the many issues have.
But what do you guys think? Do you guys think Gabby should have had solidarity with Rachel and not have him come on the show? Or do you think Gabby made the right move in bringing him on? April, what do you think?
I personally don't see it between her and Logan, as well as with the whole entire Hayden situation and how that initially made Gabby feel, and then he turned on Rachel. I know it's kind of different circumstances, but at the same time, it's like, it just feels weird.
It does. What about you, Jazz, with no context?
Yeah, my only context is that half these names sound familiar.
What? You're not writing them down? You don't have a scoreboard?
Nope.
You're gonna have an open notes test after this.
I should start doing that.
after the season ends, like on the finale, we're gonna give you an open notes test, and then we're gonna see if you pass or fail.
Okay.
I'm gonna
fail with flying colors, and everybody who listens to this podcast, that is my friend, will be like, "Jazz, we're proud of you for failing that test."
Yeah, man. Listen, we watch this show so you don't have to. We are doing the Lord's work.
Yes, you are, because I would need therapy after watching a show like this.
All right, so what happens is, all right, so Rachel didn't have a date, but Gabby did. Gabby's date was weird, dude. You know what they did? They played this weird Bruges game. Where is Bruges? Is it in Belgium? Where is Bruges? Right, it's in Belgium, right? It's the
like Bruges.
Or? Yeah, it's that movie with Colin Farrell. That's how I remember that name. Bruges. What did I call it?
In
Bruges.
In Bruges.
Yeah. So basically, they have a date, right? And it's weird because they played this game. So this game was weird. So they have a bunch of fish in a barrel, which is why your nickname is Jazzfish.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Okay.
I was like, I know what he's
before
doing.
I let my imagination get the best of me, can you please explain this game to me?
Okay. So basically what they do is they play rock, paper, scissors, right? And there's a bunch of fish on ice in a barrel. And what happens is if you play rock, paper, scissors and you lose, the other person gets to grab a fish and slap the shit out of you with it. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, fish.
White people, am I right?
Oh my God.
Oh man. Oh man.
This is great.
It was funny. So these guys are just slapping the shit out of each other with fish.
Was this an actual game, or like is this like just something they made up on the show?
No,
I don't know if this is real or not.
It's a Bruges fish rock paper scissors game. I don't know what it is, but it's it slaps. It slaps.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh man, that was pretty funny. I did enjoy that part. I enjoy seeing grown men get slapped with fish.
You know, man. I didn't have that on my bingo card for 2022, but here we are.
Here we are. I did not expect that. You know what the date for the other...
Neebs enjoys men being slapped by
fish. Yeah.
I'm not here to kink shame or anything, yeah, but man. My God, man. That's up there.
We're going to edit that out. I can't have that getting out. But you know what Gabby's... do you know what Rachel's date was going to be? Men were going to wrestle in mud. It was going to be like a mud wrestling thing, but it never happened because Rachel was like in sad mode.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. I'm good. Yeah, we didn't get to see men wrestling in mud. So who missed out here?
Yeah. I can't do it. The constant physical challenge. You gotta fight for your love.
I'm
100% convinced the producers know who their audience is at that point. If they're gonna let that happen, they know what they're doing.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So they also had one-on-one dates. Nobody cares about that. Who did Rachel have a one-on-one with? Was it like what was this guy? What was this guy's name?
Avon.
Avon. Okay, not Avon. Avon is what my mom used to sell back in the day.
The pyramid scheme.
Yeah, Avon and Mary Kay. Yeah. Y'all know about that Mary Kay? You know about that Mary Kay? Oh, man. Back in the day. I remember that.
Good times.
And then Gabby had a date with, what's his name, Josh? Is that his name?
Johnny.
Yeah, they all start with G.
Johnny. Yeah. I think Johnny starts with a J, and so does Josh. What kind of alphabet
are you? It's pronounced Jif, okay?
Jif. Okay.
It tracks.
I don't even remember Avon's date, but Josh's date was kind of weird. They had a spa of beer, so they took a bath in beer. So it's like a tub. They filled it with beer, and they got in it. But, like, you know what's gross? Like, they were drinking out of it. It was nasty. Why? The guy drank out of it before they got in, which is still kind of nasty. And then Gabby drank it while they were in it. So gross. So gross. Yo, Gabby's wild.
I must have been spacing out during this.
Yeah, unless I imagined it. I don't know. They definitely drank it. I'm pretty sure they did.
I'm questioning.
I wouldn't put it past Gabby.
Everything in your mind.
No,
right
man,
now.
This happened. No, this Hold happened.
Up. The Bachelorette.
I'm pretty sure it happened.
He's Googling it. That's
I'm strange. Pretty sure this happened, bro. I'm pretty sure
it happened. It did happen.
It happened. Thank you.
Our husband judged you real hard about what you were fantasizing about.
I was not. Maybe I dreamed it up. Maybe it was a nightmare. But no, it happened.
It totally happened.
I was so worried right there. I was like, yo, am I going to get outed for some like weird fetish that I have subconsciously on like freaking my podcast? I got so nervous for a second. I was going to edit the shit out of this episode. I'm like, nope, no one's fine. I didn't even know this about myself.
No one needs to know.
I don't even drink beer, man. How would that be a kink? Like, come on, guys.
That's exactly why it is a kink.
Okay, maybe.
Something you can't have.
I've had non-alcoholic beer before in Germany, and it's gross. I don't know why people drink beer.
It doesn't taste good. Armpit. Like, I don't know why people like it.
It's probably the buzz. And like, so non-alcoholic doesn't make any sense because then you're like. Not getting the buzz, so it's like pointless.
Yeah, you're suffering for no reason. Like,
yeah, man.
Gross. Yeah, crazy. Why?
All right, so let's move on to who got eliminated this week. So the people that got eliminated was this guy named Mario, who actually had the first impression rose. That's pretty rare for somebody with a first impression rose to be eliminated on The Bachelorette. Surprising. The other guy was named Michael, who I have not seen before this episode. I swear to God, I did not know this man existed.
Who?
I was like, who are you?
I
didn't.
That's because they only talked about Logan. Logan this, Logan that. Oh my God, Logan. I'm like, please stop with the Logan.
And then we lost our fallen soldier, Meatball. R.I.P.
Rip.
Meatball. Yep. He's gone to that, large... Parmesan meatball in the sky. I don't know.
Meatballs in the sky with diamonds.
He's back in Chicago with his hoagie. Or what do they call them in Chicago?
Heroes,
they call them hoagies in Chicago, right? Heroes, hoagies, subs. I don't know. Who knows?
Big sandwich name Chicago.
I don't know. But I predict we will see Meatball again. I feel like he is somebody that is going to show up on Bachelor in Paradise holding meatballs. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Jazz.
Agreed.
That's the end of the episode. Nothing else happened.
That's it?
Pretty boring episode. Like, pretty lame. April, what do you think?
Yeah.
The only other thing that caught my attention was Johnny during the Gabby one-on-one date. Like, he brought up he has depression and, like, he struggles with imperfection. I made another TikTok on that.
Oh. So I didn't even notice that. I think I zoned out. I feel like this season is the most I've spent on my phone. When I'm watching this stuff, Twitter is more entertaining than the actual show. I like seeing people's reactions of the show. So I usually just like go on Twitter and see what people are saying and what kind of memes they're posting. Yo, Twitter is so fast with the memes, for sure. Bro. They're so fast with the memes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were up and at 'em with that, with the meme game. And yeah, that was it, man. Nothing else happened. But the previews look good. Did you see the previews, April?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jazz, if you thought these girls were being put through the ringer before, if you thought they were hurt before, if you thought they know pain, you don't know nothing yet. Rachel also has a soundbite saying she was blindsided, and she's crying saying she was blindsided. And somebody called Tino a baby back bitch. Which is a pretty good insult. I've never heard that. Baby back, bitch. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, bitch. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, bitch.
Chili.
Baby back, bitch. Chili's.
Barbecue salt.
Chili's baby back, bitch, Tino.
Chili's,
oh man,
yo,
I hope that nickname sticks. That's awesome.
If you want somebody sponsored right now, Chili's, there's your man. Go get him.
Chili's,
give him $1 million.
Chili's, please sponsor. Please sponsor Baby Back Bitch Tino.
Oh my god.
Oh man. We also have a soundbite from Gabby saying he never loved me. That was juicy, so I don't know. And she also says, you change your mind after an overnight.
Yep, piece
so
of your badge.
So it looked like somebody went to the fantasy suite, got it in, and then changed his mind. Ugh, scummy. It feels icky.
Do you have a prediction on who that is, Neebs?
If... No, is it? I don't know who could it be, bro. I don't know who. Tino. You think he's gonna? I don't know. Could it be Tino? I don't know, man. I have no other predictions. It seems juicy. These girls are crying in these episodes, so we'll see, man. I feel like somebody betrays them. I think the betrayal is big.
I still believe Zach and Rachel are endgame, and I believe Jason and Gabby. Our endgame.
So my endgame was Nate, but rumors came out about Nate this week. Have you guys heard about the Nate rumors?
I'm gonna save you the trouble and say no.
I have.
Chaz, you have not heard about the Nate rumors? You who do not watch the show and does
what?
Not know anybody from Adam? But anyways, this guy named Nate, his ex-girlfriend came out and said that he was in another relationship while he was dating her. And she was in a relationship with him for a year and a half, and he never mentioned his daughter. Wild, right? Wild.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
I mean, I get, like, you know, you don't want to introduce your daughter to somebody that you're dating.
Introduce
ready,
is something
but...
different than not Whoa. Mentioning that you have a daughter for a year and a half.
That's fair. That's something you should mention early on. That you're right. That's cool.
No, or maybe she was just a side chick for a year and a half, and she thought she was a girlfriend. Who knows?
You thought you're the main chick. You pray the side chicks away and you disappear.
No, you're not the main character. You're an NPC. you're a non-playable character. Right? But Nate has popped back and he says, hey, there's two sides to every story and the truth will come out. So who knows? But yes, back to what I was saying. Yeah, so this season has been super, super lame, and we are watching this show, so you don't have to. You can just watch us bullshit about this show and give you all the good parts, and also follow my TikTok, because I post the best parts of the show, so you give it a little bit more context, but not enough to actually ruin your day. This was the lamest episode. This was the lamest episode. Hopefully it gets better. I don't know, man. But hometowns are coming up, so we'll see how they interact with their families. That'll be interesting. I wonder if they're going to bring their family onto the cruise ship, or are they going to go back to their hometowns? I wonder what's going to happen.
They better go on the cruise ship. What kind of bullshit is this? The family deserves an all-you-can-eat, expense-paid cruise at this point, all right? The bullshit they're going to go through?
Yeah.
They deserve that at the minimum, too.
Everybody gets all-you-can-eat shrimp.
Made by that girl from last season.
Oh, yeah. That girl from last season. Way to bring it back, Jazz. Wow.
No.
Good for you.
I have no idea who that person is. All I know
what was her name? Shannon? Shelly?
Shanae.
Shanae. Oh, Shanae. Oh, my God.
The bane of my existence from last season.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I did not think we were going to end the show with a Shanae reference, but here we are. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. April, where can people find you?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Allure with April. And yeah, I just talk about a lot of mental health stuff. I was recently diagnosed with ADHD inattentive, so I've been talking about that a lot lately, too. And I just post silly memes because everyone needs a laugh. So
awesome. Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Jazz, I don't know what to tell you, man. I wish the season was a little better for you. I feel like I'm letting you down, but like, I don't make this show. I don't know what to tell you. But at least you are not wasting this 2 hours out of your week watching this stuff, all right? Look what I have to do. Look what I do for you.
I appreciate you, Neebs. Right? Thank you so
much. Look at the love that I have for you.
Love you, bro.
Anyways, guys, thank you for watching this episode. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.